Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson has written a devastating article. It is so vital. British government to seize all paychecks. Do you think slaves on a plantation in Georgia in 1825 were allowed to have their own paycheck or keep money or have a weapon? No. The British people are slaves, and the government knows that they're going to put up with it. They'll submit to it, so the sky's the limit. As Thomas Jefferson said, the exact level of tyranny you'll live under is whatever you'll put up with. And the federal government and others want a similar system here. That's why they want, quote, automatic transfer by law, because the government already controls the banks. This is their system. This is the cashless society. Max Kaiser's coming up. I'm going to raise this with him and a lot more. But right now, I wanted to go back to some of your phone calls. John in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I actually used to be a former employee at the SEC. I won't say which office, but it was actually during the whole Madoff thing. And what was pretty interesting, I have 2 points I want to raise.
Well, for those that don't know that just joined us, for 11 years they were sent dossiers on exactly what Madoff was doing, and they protected him.
Yes, they did. They certainly did. And I received an email, and I was a low-level employee. I did not know much while I worked there. They didn't share much information with me. But I received an email saying that any sort of evidence or files concerning the matter with Eric Swanson, who was the attorney who I believe was involved in it, that they would be immediately recused. So that, I think, points to their involvement in a cover-up.
Well, the SEC, under the new Federal Reserve rules, is given total anonymity and secrecy to commit even more crimes.
But it's an arm of the government, and I think they should be held responsible, don't you?
Well, I mean, sir, I do. Look, it turns out 11 years ago, right around the time they got rid of Glass-Steagall, the Veterans Affairs made a secret deal with the major insurance companies to steal the death benefits of 6 million vets. I mean, that's Bloomberg. That's what I'm saying. These people are total criminals. They're stealing trillions a year, and they're not going to stop until we really wake up. That's what I'm saying. The corruption is light years past what I can even verbally articulate, and the public knows something's wrong, but still has only woken up to one micron of how serious it is. But absolutely, the SEC are a pack of criminals. Any real company that's American and patriot, they go after them and arrest them for crooked toenails. But if you're a total criminal stealing $100 bill, you are protected.
Yeah, I mean, it's the largest Ponzi scheme. I just found it kind of curious that anybody who had evidence would be immediately recused.
Largest one man that we know of, but the Federal Reserve System itself is a galactic Ponzi scheme, and now they're rolling that into a global carbon tax, global Ponzi.
Right, right. And I just wanted to mention one more thing. Our tax dollars are being spent very well, because on several occasions, one in particular, I actually walked in the office of an attorney who was sleeping on the floor.
Really?
Yeah, and I've heard stories about other people who have been fired from U.S. attorney's office jobs for slacking off, watching baseball games, things like that. So if anybody wants to know whether or not their tax dollars are going to a good cause, there you go.
Well, I appreciate your call, sir. You ought to write a report about it, use a pseudonym. But the federal government is growing by leaps and bounds. And it's not, I mean, we have cancer. The world has cancer. It's called tyranny. And it's in our lungs, our brain, our skin, our liver, our kidneys, our intestines. It's in our eyes. It's in our mouth. It's in our throat. It's in our fingers. It's in our bones. And they're just saying, hey, this is a great deal. And Europe's under the same control. And people, again, I go back to this, they have to wake up to the fact that it is just all rotten and has to be replaced.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Max Kaiser is a TV presenter, radio host, entrepreneur, broadcaster, and journalist. He's the inventor of the virtual specialist technology, prediction markets, Hollywood Stock Exchange, and a lot more. And he's had shows with, of course, BBC, Al Jazeera, Press TV, Russia Today, has two TV shows right now. He has a show Saturday mornings on the GCN Radio Network and a show on 104.4 FM in London. And he is our guest for the rest of the hour. And, yes, I'll be taking phone calls. Max can talk about any issue you raise, but hopefully it'll be on some of the issues we're going to be discussing. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Max, I know you've seen the comic relief in the news. In fact, give me a document cam shot, please, here. Recession officially ended in June 2009. Of course, all the mainline economists we talk to say we've been in a recession for at least 5 years. 2 years of a recession is really a depression. But we're talking about 4, 5, 6 years, depending on how you cut it. Now, the government's Cook numbers say 9.6% unemployment. The real number is above 22. You've just got massive systemic layoffs. You've got the greatest level of poverty, the Census Bureau admits, in over 50 years. But that doesn't matter. Alan Greenspan and others, a recession officially ended in June of 2009. The Great Recession, now it's the Great Recession, ended in June 2009, according to the body charged with dating when economic downturns begin and end. But the news comes amid rising fears of a double-dip recession. Now they're saying it's a double-dip housing market, but it never came back. It continues here. The National Bureau of Economic Research, independent group of economists, released statement Monday saying economic data now clearly points to the economy turning higher last summer. So 15 months ago. Max, next they're going to tell me that the moon is made of cheese.
Well, look, the way the economy is measured is GDP, and over the past 20 years, the amount of debt that has had been taken on is increased exponentially. So for every dollar of debt 25 years ago that produced a dollar in GDP, up until 2007, it took something like $8 of debt to produce the same dollar of GDP. So the GDP masks the fact that for 25 years, the American economy has assumed hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars worth of debt. Starting in 2007 and then gathering speed in 2008, that debt implosion, of course, started to create havoc in the economy. Obama came in. They threw in some stimulus. They threw in a bank bailout that created a short-term ripple that lasted about 6 months. That ended. All the subsidies for housing are over. The make-work programs are over. The primary trend is this contraction.
And we're in even greater debt now.
That's right. The debt has increased. That's exactly right. The debt has increased. And it's increased to the point where central banks are doubting whether America will be able to pay its bills. Heretofore, ipso facto, they are buying gold. So central banks, for the first time in decades, are buying gold. Up until recently, they were net sellers of gold. Now they're actually buying gold. So this is another huge piece of the equation for gold. You've got central banks plus all that smart money in the hedge fund community, like John Paulson, like Paul Tudor Jones in the U.S. They're buying gold now.
And so gold is just $13, $14 away from hitting $1,300. Bloomberg reported, as you know, Max, 2 weeks ago, that the most popular futures option on gold in the month of December in New York and Chicago is 1,500 smackers. Even mainline Reuters and CNBC are saying people are doing this because even if it's not made public, quantitative easing is accelerating, money printing is accelerating, that the monetization of debt is accelerating. What does, A, how high do you think gold will go before Christmas? And B, what does all this mean to the real economy?
Well, since I've been on your show, really I have two main themes, gold and the casino gulag. Gold certainly is benefiting now from what I saw and what others like Bob Chapman on your show have seen. There is a breakdown of trust in these banks and in these economies around the world, and they're being net buyers of gold. Ultimately, this means that gold will be a factor again in terms of backing the dollar or some. Let's say that it does back the dollar. You've got roughly $1.7 trillion in what's called M1, the most readily accessible money component in the U.S., divided by America's gold supply. If they monetize the cash into gold, that we're talking about $5,000 an ounce. Jim Rickard, who's an excellent commentator, he's on CNBC all the time. He used to work on Wall Street as a credit analyst and as a guy who monitors all of the bank regulations for banks. He's a very knowledgeable guy. He made the case for $5,000 an ounce gold this week. It's a very compelling case.
And they're also making $50 an ounce silver.
Well, the old high on silver was 50. If you remember the Hunt brothers back in the 80s, they made a run on the cornering the silver market. It got to 50. But I think, you know, sure, silver is going to break out. And it's an interesting play because it's both an industrial metal as well as a precious metal. And I just look at the gold because this is the one that the central banks and the global economies and the global currencies key on the gold market. On top of that, if you can look at silver and say, yes, silver will piggyback gold and probably on a percentage basis outperform gold. But in terms of talking about macroeconomics, gold is the one issue that everyone has now got to come to terms with.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong from your research, but the central banks have tried to suppress the price of gold for decades because it competes with their fiat derivative counterfeit instruments. Now it appears that they're beginning to at least partially capitulate to the fact that gold is not going to be able to be suppressed.
Well, that plus another major factor is that the industry itself, the biggest producers of gold miners, the biggest gold miners in the world have for the past 25 years had large short positions or they were hedging their gold production books. These big producers are now closing down their hedge positions. They are now buying back all of their short positions. They're going all in. They realize that at the current cost, their cost at $400 or $500 or $600 an ounce to produce gold, it makes no sense to hedge their books at all. It makes no sense to hedge, to sell short any gold. They totally don't believe now when they hear Wall Street and the central banks are going to try to leased out gold to keep the price artificially suppressed, as you just mentioned. So the industry itself is saying, we're all in. We're no longer hedged. We're buyers of gold. Hedge funds are big buyers of gold. Central banks are buyers of gold. Foreign governments are big buyers of gold. Now, the one buyer, the one absent in this equation is the retail investor. Less than 1% of the 1 trillion or so of investable assets around the world, less than 1% is invested in gold.
That's right. And when they finally come to the party, that's when we could see the $5,000 an ounce, is what the economists are saying. I mean, because they still remember the media saying, don't buy gold, invest in Enron. And they're still holding on to penny stock Enron and sending me emails saying I'm a kook. You know, I said invest in gold when it was $260. Now it's up at $1,300. And they're sending me emails saying I'm a piece of trash. And, I mean, they really believe in Enron stock.
Gold, here's the way to think of it, Alex. Gold right now is still in a bear market. It hasn't even started its bull market. Even after 9 straight years of 20% gains, compared to the gains that will come once this market gets hot.
And that's because they've artificially suppressed it for decades.
That's right. So you'll see gaps of $200, $300 moves in a day. That's what we're talking about. Then it'll be a real bull market. Then everybody will be buying gold. Then you're talking $5,000 an ounce. Then politically it'll completely transform economics.
Will there ever be a time to dump it?
Yeah, of course. But at that point, in other words, you want to be in a position where you can sell gold and you're able to buy assets for incredible bargains.
And that brings the new problem. They've got Democratic operatives mainly trying to come in and demonize the entire gold market just because of Glenn Beck. And I don't see that being effective.
Well, the government, the federal government, as the price gets higher, it becomes more of a problem because it shines a negative light on the system, the banking system, the fiat currency system. As it gets higher, you're going to hear about such things as, well, maybe gold should be taxed at an exorbitant rate as a way to try to control gold ownership. Of course, confiscation they've tried before.
But you've already paid taxes on the money that you used to buy the gold.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they could say for gold, this administration has incredible power. I mean, the Obama deception is, unfortunately, it's all too real. You know, they took all of the abusive powers of the Bush administration and they've repackaged it as the Obama administration. They've got incredible powers. They could simply say anyone who owns gold is a terrorist and we're going to tax you 90%.
Oh, yeah, they're set to pass amnesty this week. Nobody wants it. And they just say, we don't care.
you can't put anything by them. There's no rule of law. There's no justice. I mean, so this is going to be the problem on the other end of the equation. Gold will go to 5,000. Then the problem is going to be the tax problem. It's going to be the confiscation problem. There will be other problems with it. It's not going to be a smooth sailing, and it's just not going to be a straight shot to 5,000 and game over. All markets are always dynamic. There's a lot of things, a lot of moving parts, but clearly the trend for gold is higher.
When do you see it being 5,000? Answer that when we come back. Max Kaiser's our guest. We'll get into England, and that's a trend they want to set up here, where all paychecks are seized by the government. Now, you can't make this up. That's the headline at InfoWars.com. British government to seize all paychecks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Max Kaiser's our guest, maxkaiser.com. We're going to get into the casino gulag. The latest developments on that front, the economy we're phasing over to, coming up. But Max, I want to get into British government to seize all paychecks. That's up on Infowars.com, our detailed article. CNBC has its own headline about how good it is. UK proposes all paychecks go to the state first. But before we get to that, when do you see gold going up above 1,300, 1,500, 2,000?
Well, it's been appreciating at about 21% a year for the past 9 years. And so that's the path that it's on. I think that we can look forward to seeing it make those types of moves. So let's call it 20%. So, you know, you're talking $500-$600 a year at this point. And, you know, just keeping making leaps and bounds, continuing to go higher.
Yeah, I mean, it's exponential. Once it gets to 2,000, you know, then it jumps quickly to 3,000.
Well, yeah, once it'll track that retail investor, there'll be a buying panic. It'll overshoot. I mean, the fair market value for gold is probably somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000, but it'll overshoot, just like the housing market overshoots, the dot-com overshoot. You know, all markets overshoot both on the upside and the downside. The real estate market in America, the fair market value is probably 20% down from where it is now, but it'll overshoot. It'll go down to another 50 or 60%.
But as usual, the yuppies won't invest till right at the when the bubble's about to burst.
Well, they'll be, you know, the classic sign is when, you know, you're jumping a cab and the cab driver's talking about all the gold they're buying. I mean, people think that gold is widely owned at this point.
Yeah, when the shoeshine boy's telling you to buy gold, get out.
Yeah, that this is a thing. You know, at some point when it becomes just, you know, like the dot-com craze, I remember Barbara Streisand was calling our office to buy shares of, you know, it just became an insane mania, like the dot-com mania. Gold should get into a dot-com mania, which means it's going to overshoot on the upside. It's a very limited supply. There's less than $3.5 trillion of available gold. There's $700 trillion in bad derivatives and bad debt. Try forcing, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of bad debt through a very small aperture, which is the current gold price, and something's got to give, and that's the price.
So you're talking about $3,000 an ounce gold in 5 years?
Well, you know, I'm just saying that 18,200. I mean, I'm looking for just... you get into a sucker's game when you start to try to pick the price and the time because you say, well, I've got time, and I'm going to wait, and I'll buy it right before it moves. You know, that's a sucker's play. The thing to do is just to steadily accumulate a position every month, every quarter, just keep accumulating. If you just followed that simple strategy for the last 8 years, you would have the best-performing asset by a factor of several hundred percent over almost every other asset out there.
It's now right at four times what it was, but again, the yuppies don't get involved because they're so smart.
Just have a steady accumulation pattern and let the market work for you. Don't work for the market. You do your steady accumulation, let this thing play out, and you'll see where it's going. Don't try to double-guess it or out-guess it or trade it.
Let's shift gears now. Talk about Gulag. They want automatic transfer in the U.S., in Europe. They're tracking everything we do in our bank accounts. Now the British government, and they wanted a VAT increase. They got it. Now they're saying everyone's paycheck will go digitally to the government. Then they'll give you what they think. This is actually quoted, you deserve. So they can just raise taxes out of nowhere. I mean, what will the Brits not put up with? British government to seize all paychecks. That is clearly a portend for the rest of the world. Max Kaiser, your take on that?
Sure. Well, that's the gulag part of the equation. And don't forget the casino part of the equation. Okay, but clearly the gulag is alive and well in Britain. And the government going through this phase of taking your pay and then allocating your pay is a step toward a pure command and control economy.
Hugo Chavez didn't even – Stalin didn't even do that.
They're very frightened because the banks are still going to announce – this should tell you that the banks are still going to announce massive write-downs in the next 6 to 12 months. The biggest banks in the world are obviously about to say that they have another $15 to $20 trillion in bad debt.
So they not only need your pension fund, they now need your entire paycheck. And if you don't like it, a SWAT team will drop by.
Right. So that's why the U.K. government is telegraphing this fact. In other words, they're saying, well, before the banks announce this $15 trillion loss, we better announce that we're going to confiscate your pay and then allocate your pay first. This way, it'll take the sting out of having lost your entire net worth in your economy.
And then they can turn those giant pools into derivatives again.
Of course. Well, that's the play.
Well, stay there. Explain it to us when we come back, Max. This is key. Because, yeah, we haven't seen the other shoe drop yet. And don't worry. The Federal Reserve will get more power. Bank of England will get more power. We can give them everything. Then if we don't like it, the SWAT team will drop by. This is called living as slaves. We'll be right back with Max Kaiser. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for the special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Yeah.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, we're going back to Max Kaiser. Take some of your phone calls as well. I want to put Max on the hot seat about global warming after he finishes his other points. But first, I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that made today's radio show possible. You know, it's not enough to just own firearms. You need to know how to use them. Go out to beautiful Pahrump, Nevada. Get 5 days of world-class firearms training, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. It's frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle. And if you act fast, you get a Springfield XD pistol in the caliber of your choice after you finish the class. Frontsight.com. Frontsight.com. No drill instructor or tough guy attitude. It's a family affair. Whether it's handgun, rifles, or shotguns you want to be trained in. A lot of great free material as well. Excellent website, frontsight.com. Check it out today. Also, eFoodsDirect.com. The globalists have several bills. We've got a guest coming on tomorrow about it. Openly, to where you can't pick cherries if you live in Washington State out of the tree and bake a cherry pie. That's called manufacturing. It's penitentiary time. I mean, again, I can't believe any of this. Taking your paychecks without... all right, I'm going to start hyperventilating. I'm going to settle down just for a minute here. It's a bad nightmare. And Point is, you need high-quality, storable foods, and they've only got a week or so left in this. What? Yeah, exactly a week, the 27th, to buy three, get one free of any other great food lines. It's all non-GMO, non-hybrid, made right here in America, all fresh, lasts more than 10 years, highest quality, best prices. I love them. That's where I get my storable food. So I approached them, 4 years ago and said, I bought a lot of storable food. It's crud. Your stuff doesn't have MSG in it. And it doesn't have a bunch of fillers. I want to buy from you, and it's great stuff. EFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. Banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can give them a call also, get a free brochure, 800-409-5633. They can also answer your questions. I wouldn't sit around and count on the government if we go into a full collapse. 800-409-5633. And last but not least, MySolarBackup.com. We've had this sponsor for 4 years. Listeners just love them. You can buy a bunch of these, run your old house, or get one and run your garage, your workshop, or your campsite. It's got the solar panel, the little control unit, and the batteries. Very easy to use, no fumes. It's just wonderful. One word, mysolarbackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. The government does not own the sun yet, folks. It's time to take action. 877-327-0365. We get a free information package or mysolarbackup.com. Going back to Max Keiser. Max, I cut you off there at the break. You were getting into the next big shoe to drop, the government seizing the pension funds, the bank accounts, everyone's paychecks, giving you a small portion back. They're now saying in the U.S. they may do this. I want you to finish up on that in the next shoe to drop. But then, I know you saw a month ago and then last week, you had to see it, Bloomberg. And I kept getting calls years ago about this, and I never checked into it because I couldn't believe it. See, I've just come to the point now, I know it's all true and worse than I can imagine. And if I can imagine it, I can Google it, and there's the government promoting it but saying it's good. I mean, it's just anything you can imagine, they're doing it and more. And Bloomberg reported, and the articles are weird. It's got the government saying, well, we changed the rules secretly so we're allowed to. 6 million veterans, as they die from Korea, World War II, some of them are still alive, great folks, Korea, Vietnam, Desert One, the new wars, that they take their insurance death benefits that they've been paying for and just keep it, and the media says, this is good, this is wholesome. And they're saying they're doing it to shore up bad banks, and they're also reporting that they're taking pension fund money and investing it in failed banks. I mean, is there no end? I mean, do we have to, like, slit our wrist and pour the blood into Bernanke's mouth, and then that's not enough? I mean, please continue, Max. I mean, where is this going? Because this is even worse than I thought it could be. I mean, there's no end to their rapine.
Well, again, that's the gulag part of the equation. And soldiers, it's not enough that they die fighting stupid wars, pointless wars, but the death benefits go to the insurance companies. So they really, it's a slap in the face to the non-mercenary soldiers who are in the field dying for a pointlessness. Blood for oil, as Tony Blair admitted now in his new book, his autobiography, says, yeah, the war was for oil, and I don't care because you can't touch me. I'm part of the New World Order, so go pound sand. So it's a real slap in the face of these U.S. servicemen. I don't know why they serve a day more dealing in any of these wars. It's a complete waste. But on the casino
because
side...
Because the government made the deal, Max. The government came and said, this is good, rob them. And then they said, absolutely. I mean, that just shows... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's on the gulag side. So, I mean, throughout history, that's been a trick governments have used to entice young men to go die for oil companies or the oligarchy. That's no big surprise there. But what's fascinating to me is on the casino side of the casino gulag. Now, I've talked about Farmville and before in this virtual currency Zynga. There was a story out last week where people who have become addicted to Farmville are buying the virtual currency for $500 in U.S. dollars cash to finance their addiction. So here's the
Max,
story.
In these other games, people pay thousands of dollars for imaginary Lamborghinis, and then they go to real parties and get girlfriends because of their imaginary crud.
Well, yeah, but there's the addicts. What is a heroin addict or a gambling alcoholic addict or an online game addict? They're spending, they're stealing money, and they're spending $500 a pop to get a black market virtual currency hit from a company called Zynga. And Zynga is not publishing these numbers, but this is the primary source of their profits, is by feeding the virtual currency addicts who then go into these games to impress people because they're accumulating, as you say, virtual Lamborghinis, virtual property playing virtual farm. So there's a whole, that's the casino part of the casino gulag. They throw you in the gulag, but they give you, you know, virtual currencies, and then you play virtual games all day in the hopes that you can win, you know, a few points here and a few points there, and it keeps you distracted and tied into this casino gulag. Then this is the total soup to nuts, 360 degree occupation of your mind, as you would say. There's a war on for your mind. This is how it's being done all the time, using virtual currencies, online games, Farmville, Facebook, and it's happening in real time.
And they always think their enslavement is cute and like their little goody. And those of us that criticize it, we're just not in on the trendiness, Max.
Well, I sent you that video of this guy who was promoting the fact that in the future, everything will have a camera, an online wireless connection, and a database connection. So every time you brush your teeth, you'll get a credit from the toothpaste company. Every time you eat your... And I told you last time about those drugs. When the drugs wear off in your blood, it sends a chemical reaction to a patch on your skin, which then sends a text message to your phone that you should take another
pill. No. They've already got pills that have a wireless system in it.
And again,
they're saying if you want a job, you're going to have to put up with this surveillance. I mean, they're hardwiring a new environment where to survive, we literally are merged with a matrix.
Well, I'll make the following prediction. They'll figure out how to put a phone line through an umbilical cord to a fetus and get fetuses to rack up virtual debts to the point where they abort themselves to escape prenatal bankruptcy.
Well, actually, I remember 10 years ago, the state of Oregon started pre-drugging children in utero and then at birth putting them on probation, and now England does that. The babies, it was at age two, now at birth, if their parents were ever involved in any crimes, they then say genetically they're criminals. And so, yes, this is the new system.
So, you know, I'd like to see somebody come out against this because I'm against the casino gulag and I'm for... the rights of the unborn not to indebt themselves to the point of aborting themselves to avoid a credit card default at the Visa or the MasterCard.
But there'll be a monetized mass fetal opt-out fund that they'll monetize with derivatives to pay for it.
Of course. Goldman Sachs will come up with a fetal pre-abortion collateralized debt obligation that they'll sell to Citibank and then they'll sell it onto some fund.
By the way, we're not joking. I saw a writing you did 8 years ago where you predicted they would start betting on terror attacks, then they used your technology to come out with the virtual terror attack to actually make money off the terror attacks.
The policy analysis market, PAM, John Poindexter, of the Department of Defense, came out with that market. They tried to launch it publicly. They shut it down. The outrage was in the press. They still run it behind the scenes. They try to make a market in terror attacks. And, of course, insider trading is rife on Wall Street. People make money by trading in inside information. So, too, in the terror market. When you see a big terror event, it's because the insiders are trading on inside information to make a killing on the offline terror futures market, of course.
Well, right when they were about to do the global rollout of naked body scanners, the State Department was ordered by the CIA on record to put the underwear bomber on the plane, and he was protected, and that was confirmed. So that was the little fear rollout. I mean, it's all staged.
Well, the theology that guides it is market fundamentalism. They believe that the market is their god, the market is always right, and it's America's fundamentalist ideology. It's as dangerous as any Islamic fundamental extremism. It's American market fundamentalist extremism.
Okay, we're almost
Obama
out of time, and I promise. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm saying it. Guys, Obama, Geithner, Summers, and Bernanke, they're all market extremist fundamentalist, market worshiping zealots and ideologues.
All right, let's play this clip from a video game conference where they're now talking about exactly what you predicted. Here it is.
Sensors everywhere detecting so many things in your life. And these things are going to be able to be used for gameplay. So we're moving on a road towards disposable technology. If anyone here ever bought a Furby, right? The Furby costs like $20, $30. It has more technology in it than they used to put a man on the moon. And many people have now thrown out their Furbies because it's like it's kind of dumb and they throw it out. It's disposable technology. We're, before too long, going to get to the point where every soda can, every cereal box is going to be able to have a CPU, a screen, and a camera on board it, and a Wi-Fi connector so that It can be connected to the internet. And what will that world be like? Well, I think it'll be like this. You get up in the morning to brush your teeth. And the toothbrush can sense that you're brushing your teeth. And so, hey, good job for you. 10 points for brushing your teeth.
All right,
and
stop
it can
there.
Measure how long and you're supposed to brush.
So it's totally Pavlovian, but this is actually their plan with the RFID. California's coming out with license plates that put advertisements on it for the state. But also, when you're good and pay your carbon taxes, trees will then grow and show that you're a good person, so the Mao gangs that they're now setting up won't pickaxe you in the parking lot. Max Kaiser.
Well, it's positioned as a game, which the word game sounds innocuous and innocent. And it's just a game. And this is how they're selling it to people. People buy into Farmville because it's an innocent game. They don't realize that it's a way to reduce the average wage in America from the minimum wage down to slave wage. You know, people spend 15, 16 hours a day on Farmville, and at the end of the day, they get a free slice of cheese at 7-Eleven, and they exchange their credits for cheese, and they're happy about it because they think that they're winning the game. They don't reconcile that they generated tens of dollars worth of advertising revenue for Facebook, that they're working for Facebook, but it's slave wages. They don't make that calculation. The same way people never understood that.
But it's stylish, Max.
People never understand when they shop at Walmart, every 20 cents they save on some gadget made in China, they lose 40 cents in wages. They never made the connection. They wonder why they have no job, why their standard of living is so bad.
All right, well, let's shift gears. You're spot on about every major issue, but I saw a clip of you on your, I believe it was your RT show, attacking people as idiots who don't believe in man-made global warming. And you were doing this at a time when it's come out that they lied about all the numbers, that they're doing it to get a carbon tax. I know you're against the carbon tax, but, I mean, where do you stand on this? I mean, do we give Al Gore and George Soros money and they save us?
Right. As you say, carbon tax and carbon trading are things that are scams, for sure. But it all started back in 2000, the man-made global warming and climate change. When I noticed that the same guys who were very active in the tobacco causes cancer denial business were being hired by Exxon, Mobil, Chevron. Now,
wait a minute. The big oil companies are all behind the carbon tax.
I'm sorry?
The big oil companies are the ones pushing all the carbon taxes.
We're not talking about carbon taxes. I'm talking about man-made global warming and climate change. I'm saying that back in the 2000 era, back in 2000, I noticed that the same guys who were hired by the tobacco lobby were being hired by the oil industry to promote this idea that there's no such thing as man-made global warming and climate change. So I started asking questions, and I started writing about this because I said, these guys are no good, and I don't like Exxon, I don't like BP, I don't like Chevron, I'm never going to be on the same side.
Well, the toxic waste that's the derivative of oil is certainly bad, and we should go to cleaner energies, but giving the big mega banks control over the economy, that's the wrong direction.
That, absolutely. But that doesn't change the man-made global warming climate change idea. I mean, carbon trading and carbon taxes are bad, we agree. But what I'm saying is I noticed the same guys who were putting out a line that cigarette smoking does not cause cancer were being hired by the oil industry. Now, Exxon, Mobil, BP, Chevron, those guys stink. I'm at war with those guys. They totally rode. Let me tell you, I'm winning battles in this war because you had guys like Steve Malloy and Tom Burrell who started a free action enterprise fund against my Karma Bank fund. Okay, those guys were exposed. Those guys are now out of business. Then you had a guy named Tom DeWeese who wrote a slander piece against me in the Canadian press. You don't hear about him anymore either because I did what I had to do to put Tom DeWeese out of business. Okay, you talk about the Cantor Exchange. By the way, Cantor Exchange does carbon trading. They do box office futures contracts. What happened to Cantor Exchange? It was put completely out of business. They fired everybody in that office. Why? Because I did what I had to do. Because I'm at war with those guys.
Well, I'm trying to. I have to admit, Max.
I screw with them.
I'm a little. Okay? I'm a little ignorant about all the names and things you're talking about. All I can tell you is the environmental groups aren't concerned about genetic engineering, open air testing of all this stuff. Things that I'm really concerned about that I know could endanger the planet. And I know that carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. And so all I'm saying is out of this whole movement is coming taxes that have nothing. And then I see BP and others bankrolling it. And I mean, I'm confused because the big oil companies I see in magazine ads and on TV, they're out promoting all this.
Exxon, BP, Chevron, they're promoting this idea, no such thing, man-made climate change, global warming. Okay, this is what I am fighting them.
You're saying BP isn't promoting man-made global climate change.
Garbage. Okay, those guys, I'm at war with those guys. And I'm taking scalps, and I'm winning against those guys, okay? Because I know where they breathe, and I'm putting stuff out there in the press. You don't hear about these guys anymore. Steve Malloy was a major lobbyist in Washington, D.C. He started an entire fund, the Free Enterprise Action Fund. It's completely gone because I totally exposed him. And you talk about the policy analysis market, John Poindexter's Terra Futures market. How come that was taken down? I invented the technology. It's gone. Canada Exchange, irrefutably, that's not being in the marketplace at this point. They also want to do carbon trading. Are they doing carbon trading? No, because they're taking them down.
Well, that's because the public woke up to it and said no. A lot of people thought it. Stay there, Max.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
I hear the train coming.
Well, it's a final segment with Max Kaiser, and I've told the four Johns we have on hold, and Todd and J.D., we're writing down your name. Call tomorrow. You'll get on head of the line. I apologize. We just didn't have time to get to calls because I got into an argument with Max here. But so much is happening. So much is going on. And I just hope that we can somehow avert this disaster because, Max, what's happening is Corporations are getting more corrupt. The government's more corrupt. They've had more time to get their tentacles into every area. The public's dumbed down on drugs. They're drunk. They're watching TV. There's this seamless web of high-tech psychological warfare weapons, the video games, the TV. A lot of people are waking up, but not fast enough. Do you see any way out of this planet just turning into a nightmare system?
Oh, well, are you coming down with me to Athens? I got that film I'm making on piratemyfilm.com. We're going to go to Athens, Alex Jones and Max Kaiser.
Max, now I let you promote the film idea, but now you're saying it's going to get a bigger budget because it got so much support. You can't write me into your film. If you want to make if you want to make Alex in Wonderland, that's great. But I'm not a big.
The people demand it. The people demand it. They said, "Get Alex down to Dublin and Athens. Let's go to Europe." Okay. The film is on PirateMyFilm.com.
Okay.
It's called Alex in Wonderland. We'll fly over there for 2 or 3 nights.
Nope.
You and your wife.
No. Nope.
And we talk to the people in Europe.
Nope. My children are too small. I can't leave them here. And I'm not putting them through the naked body scanners.
You got to go global, man. You got to take the message global. You're thinking too small there in Austin, Texas. There's bad world out there.
You know, Max, I know we're in the 21st century. We are global right now. I can sit here right here in
You don't care about the air exhaust from the jet. So that's not a problem. So
actually, I'm not flying because I think that carbon dioxide will kill the plants. No,
Okay, can I quote you on that? Alex Jones says, "I'm not flying because the carbon emissions will kill the planet." Alex Jones.
No. The carbon dioxide.
Yeah, I'm putting that on my show.
What I said. I said the carbon dioxide will kill the plants. Just like dihydrogen monoxide will kill plants.
Look, I'm never going to be on the same side as Exxon and BP. Never, ever,
oh,
ever.
Give me a break. Exxon and BP are owned by the megabanks. They're bankrolling all this. It's ridiculous, Max.
They are the ones who put out this bad information. I'm not going to support their bad information.
Okay.
I don't support carbon trading or carbon taxes.
You're right.
I don't support
dihydrogen monoxide is deadly poison. If you drink one teaspoon of it, you're dead. Let's pay Al Gore some money. He'll fix it.
Just the acid from the emissions in the oceans will do enough damage to the protein that feeds a billion people.
We're all dead.
Stocks.
Unless we let the UN. Hey, let me bring this up. I don't want to end on an argumentative note here because I really agree with you on the economy and so many other things. But more and more they're talking about green fascism and how they do just want to kill everybody. Do you think we should you think there are too many people, Max?
There's going to be intergenerational problems. I mean, the welfare, because there's no money to pay the welfare.
Not enough new people in the West.
Well, the 25 and under crowd, there's no jobs. You know, it's the
only people not having kids are wealthy, intelligent people. And so,
okay, but the unemployment for 25 and under is at a 40-year high.
Hey, Max, when are you going to have some kids?
I'm going to, me and a Madonna are going to adopt a small village in Africa.
No, you need to get busy with some baby Maxes. Come on, man up.
Yeah. Man up. Yeah, okay, great idea.
Do you understand the only people having kids nowadays are people that really can't even talk? And now the government hires them and gives them a machine gun and says, if they can talk, kill them. And they go, do you understand the danger here of what the eugenicists have set up?
It's dangerous, and especially the, what about the, inoculations? I mean, this alone is a reason to stay away from having babies.
Max, listen, you need to get married.
You need to come to Europe.
To your lovely girlfriend. You're in a romantic city of Paris and have some little baby Maxes, little piranhas. We're out of time. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.